Terrified residents are hiding beneath the building. After the explosion, they stand up to see the damage. Olena Lapishnak, a resident of a destroyed Kiev apartment building, says she is lucky to be alive.
There was just a whistle, then two explosions, she recalls. Then the Shahed drones flew and everything blew out, including all the windows and doors. Then it started.
The Russian missile and drone strikes on Kiev killed dozens and injured more than 130 since Tuesday. Moscow claims it reacts to Ukrainian strikes. Russia's defense ministry claimed its forces also hit a Ukrainian troop position in the Sumy region with an Iskander missile. Ukrainian authorities on Monday reported an Iskander missile strike on the Sumy city of Konotop, damaged flats in multi-story buildings with no casualties. Ukraine is trying to drive Russian forces from the Sumy region, where border areas are gripped by heavy fighting. Yet, despite these clashes, the international community is still trying to back peace talks between the Ukrainian and Russian presidents. On Thursday, Russian President Vladimir Putin said he was ready to meet with his Ukrainian counterpart Volodymyr Zelensky, but only during a final phase of negotiations. He also said he does not see the rearmament of the NATO military alliance as a threat to Russia, saying his nation has done enough to ensure its security. Russia has brought in thousands of North Korean soldiers to help defend its Kursk region, which was partly captured by Ukrainian forces in response to Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine more than 3 years ago. He also relied on a flood of arms and ammunition from North Korea, as well as Iranian drones and missiles, and suspected help from China to wage war against Ukraine. Analysts say, however, that the possible collapse of Iran's regime in its standoff with Israel could undermine Russia's military action against Ukraine. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.